with you. Once again, Merritt Parkway.
很高兴又来到大家中间，我又是在这个 Merritt Parkway 上堵住了。
It's enough to test the spirit of your worship. but I want to speak to you today on testing the spirits.
今天我们要讲的是试验那些灵。Many
years ago, the Notre Dame football team were preparing to play the University of Southern California Trojans in a college football.
很多很多年以前, 这个圣母大学的足球队要对阵南加州大学的足球队。
Now Notre Dame's coach Newt Rockne was aware that his USC opponents had a far better team than he had.
圣母大学的教练他意识到南加州大学比他们要厉害很多。So
he devised a scheme to intimidate the players.
所以他就想了一个坏主意。Rockne
scoured the city of South Bend, Indiana, Notre Dame's hometown, and he handpicked 100 of the largest men that he could find. Each of them were 6'5" and 300 pounds.
所以他就亲自在当地挑选了100个壮汉，每一个人都有1米9高，而且有300磅。
Now this was the day when the average football player, college football player, weighed only about 200 pounds.
在那个年代，那些足球运动员只是200磅，还不到200磅。
So he took these men that he recruited and he put them in Notre Dame uniforms, and at game time, he marched them onto the field ahead of the real team.
然后就让他们穿上球队的衣服，然后呢，比赛的当天让他们一起整齐地走入球场。
Now as USC watched these giants line up on the sidelines, they forgot all about their talent and their undefeated record.
当南加大的球员看见这些彪形大汉的时候，他们立刻就忘了自己的辉煌战绩，当时就吓尿了。And
they began preparing themselves for a beating.
他们就想，哎呀，要失败了怎么办？
Though none of the specially recruited men actually ever played during the game, just their presence in the sideline was enough to knock USC's concentration off balance.
这些壮汉其实都不会打球，但是他们只要往边线上一站，就把对方吓得瑟瑟发抖。And
Newt Rockne's trick worked.
这个教练的诡计得逞了。He
intimidated the U.S. team so much that they gave up before the game ever even started.
他把对方恐吓住了，球赛还没开始，他们气势上就先输了。Now
today the enemy of your soul would do the same thing to you.
所以今天我们的仇敌撒旦，他会做同样的事情。
As a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are on a far better team, God's team.
但是作为主耶稣基督的门徒，你所在的球队是一个更加好的球队，因为那是神的队伍。
But Satan, the enemy of God, would try to intimidate you into giving up even before you begin.
但是神的仇敌撒旦，他们会试图来吓唬你。
Don't let him do that.
不要让他得逞。
Don't be fooled by the devil.
不要被他欺骗。
Don't fall for Satan's tricks.
不要上他的当。
Don't let the evil one intimidate you.
不要让恶者把你吓住。
Now Christ defeated Satan on the cross.
我们的主耶稣已经在十架上战胜了撒旦。
And the only play that Satan has against believers is deceit and intimidation.
撒旦对我们能耍的花招只剩下欺骗和恐吓。And
he's very good at it.
这两项他都很特长。And
so how do we recognize Satan's schemes?
那么我们怎么识破撒旦的诡计呢？
How can we keep from being fooled and intimidated by him?
我们怎样能不被他所欺骗恐吓住呢？
Well, today I want us to continue our study in 1 John. It was a study that we began last fall and got interrupted a little bit over Christmas. But I want to return to it, and we're in 1 John chapter 4, where the Bible tells us how to discern truth from lies.
今天我们一起继续学习约翰一书。我们从去年秋天开始讲约翰一书，中间被打断了几次。那么今天我们要开始约翰一书四章，看看我们怎么样分辨真假。
And so we pick up the account in verse 1 of chapter 4, where it says, "Dear friends, do not believe everyone who claims to speak by the Spirit." That's the Holy Spirit. "You must test them to see if the Spirit that they have comes from God. For there are many false prophets out there in the world."
第一节说，亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可都信，总要试验那些灵是出于神的不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。
In other words, this is telling us, don't believe everything you hear.
也就是说，不要听见什么就信什么。
Because there's a lot of liars out there in the world.
因为外面有很多人是善于撒谎的。
And some of them claim to speak for God.
有的人宣称是为神讲话。
But they're only speaking to us to test the Spirit.
所以约翰告诉我们要试验那些灵。
That is, you want to examine the sources of information that comes your way.
那就是你一定要试验那些信息的来源。
You want to investigate speakers or writers to see if they are true and genuine.
你们要调查那些写作或说话的人，看看他们是否说的是实话。
Now that word test in the scripture there, was used in Bible days to describe the testing of metals like gold or silver to prove that they were genuine.
实验这个词在当时是用在测验金属上，比如说测验金子、银子之类的。
And that's what you need to do with the sources of information that you receive.
那么我们需要用这种态度来辨别我们得到的信息渠道。
You need to prove that it's genuine.
你要去验证一下这个渠道是否真实。
You need to test to make sure that it's pure.
要去验证是否纯正。
Because good liars are masters at mixing a little bit of error into a whole lot of truth.
因为特别善于撒谎的人会在大量的事实里掺杂小部分错误信息。
It's like a little bit of rat poison in an otherwise healthy, delicious meal.
就像在一顿美食里面掺了一点点老鼠药。
Their lying words can be deadly to your spirit.
就这一点点老鼠药，就是这一点点错谬，就会对你的灵命造成非常重大的威胁。
In an interview with New York Magazine, Lady Gaga, a songwriter, singer, and actress, said this.
有一次在接受纽约杂志采访的时候，这个歌星 Lady Gaga 她是这样说的。
What I've discovered, she said, is that in art and in music, there's a lot of truth and there's a lie.
她说，我发现在音乐艺术领域有很多的真实，但是外加一个谎言。
And the artist is trying to make the lie a truth.
艺术家就是要让谎言成为真实。
And so he or she will slide it in among the truth.
所以他会将谎言混入真实当中。
Lady Gaga said, "That tiny little lie is the moment that I live for."
Lady Gaga 说，那个小谎言就是我的安身立命之所。
She said, "I live for the moment that the audience falls in love with the lie and embraces it."
我就是为了那一刻而活，就是观众为这个谎言痴狂的时刻。
Now Lady Gaga is describing the mastery of Satan to fool.Many people.
Lady Gaga 讲的正是撒旦他所最擅长的一个欺骗的伎俩。
He's a master liar. In fact, the Bible calls him the father of all lies.
圣经把撒旦称作谎言之父。
And he slides a lie into a whole lot of truth, and people fall in love with that lie.
他会在很多的真实当中掺杂一点点的谎言，让人们为之疯狂。
Now we see this thing in the media all the time.
就像今天我们在媒体看到的。
In fact, just a few years ago, The Economist magazine featured an article entitled, "Yes, I would lie to you, the post-truth world."
在几年前，在《经济学人》杂志上刊登一篇文章，叫做《后真相时代》。是的，我撒谎了。
And the article analyzed the dishonesty in politics and journalism and social media and many other areas.
这篇文章分析了世上的很多的渠道，比如说政经，比如说还有各种东西，他们的撒谎的这个伎俩。
And one of the experts quoted in the article said, "Right now, it pays to be outrageous and to lie and not to be truthful.
他说今天你要是越离谱的话越能赚到钱，但是你保持真实反倒赚不到钱。
The article also outlined one of the most effective ways to tell a lie, and that's by hiding the truth in a surplus of information.
这篇文章指出最有效的谎言之一就是将真相藏匿于过剩的信息。
Now that kind of thing happens all the time, and it happens in the spiritual world. It hides a lie in a surplus of information.
这种手段在世上很常见，特别是在属灵的领域也很常见，就是在很多大量的信息中间有一个隐藏它的真相。
That surplus of information distracts from the truth, and it leads many people astray.
这些过剩的信息让人们被带跑了，让他们找不到真相。
And sometimes in the spiritual realm, they miss the most important truth.
那在属灵的领域，他们就失去了最最重要的那个真相。
And that is that Jesus is the way, that Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is the life, and no one can have eternal life in heaven with God except through Jesus.
这个真相就是主耶稣基督才是道路、真理、生命，除了他，没有人能到神那里去。
And so don't be one of these people that misses the truth.
所以这些人就都错过了真相。
Test the spirits.
试验那些灵。
Examine sources of information to make sure it's 100% genuine.
查验信息的来源，去确定它是否是真实的信息。
And to do that, you need to listen to what they say about Jesus Christ.
那要做到这一点，你首先要听他们是怎么说基督的。
You need to pay attention to what they say about Jesus.
你一定要小心听他们是怎样讲耶稣。
Here's what our passage says in verse 2. It says, this is how we know if they have the Spirit of God. If a person claiming to be a prophet acknowledges that Jesus Christ came in a real body, that person has the Spirit of God. But if someone claims to be a prophet and does not acknowledge the truth about Jesus, that person is not from God. Such a person has the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard is coming into the world, and indeed is already in the world.
第三节说，凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的。从此你们可以认出神的灵来。凡灵不认耶稣，就不是出于神，这是那敌基督者的灵。你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在世上了。
Now this tells us very clearly.Those who are opposed to Christ, that is, those who are anti-Christ, they deny that Jesus is God and that he came to this earth in a human body.
这些经文很清楚地告诉我们，那些否认耶稣基督道成肉身来的，否认主耶稣基督是神的，他们就是敌基督。
In the first and second centuries, there was a group of people who taught that God did not become a real flesh and blood human being.
在公元一二世纪，有一些人相信神没有道成肉身来到世上。
Now today it's just the opposite.
今天人们相信的正好相反。
People have trouble believing that Jesus was and is really God.
今天人们很难接受的是，耶稣他确实是真神。
They'll accept his humanity. Oh, he's a man, they'll say. But they'll reject the notion that this human being could be God in the flesh.
他们很可以接受主耶稣基督的人性，但是他们很难想象这个人也是神。
And the fact is, the Bible teaches us both.
事实上，圣经告诉我们，主耶稣基督两者都是。
Jesus is fully God, and Jesus is fully man.
耶稣是完全的神，并且是完全的人。
Jesus is God in the flesh with a real live human body.
耶稣是神，道成肉身，有一个真正的人的身体。
Now John, the author of this letter, describes that very thing in his first verse of this letter.
约翰就是写这封书信的人，他在约翰一书第一章就说到。
In 1 John 1, 1 and 2, he says this, we proclaim to you the one who existed from the beginning. He means from the beginning of time. He was God, whom we have seen and heard. We saw him with our own eyes, he said, and we touched him with our own hands. This one is life itself, was revealed to us, and we have seen him.
他在约翰一书一章一到二节说，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
Jesus was a real flesh and blood human being that John saw and heard and touched.
耶稣是个有血有肉的真正的人，约翰看过他，听过他，摸过他。
But more than that, Jesus is God in the flesh.
约翰不仅仅如此，他还说，这个人就是耶稣，就是神道成肉身。
At the beginning of his gospel, John wrote this in John 1, 1 and 14.
在约翰福音的一开始，他就说，
He said, in the very beginning of time, the word...He's speaking about Jesus. He said, in the very beginning of time, the word Jesus already existed. That word Jesus was with God, God the Son, you see, and the word Jesus was God. Three persons, but one God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God, eternally existed. So the word Jesus became human.And made his home among us.
在约翰福音一章，他说：“太初有道，道与神同在，道就是耶稣，道就是神。这道，道就是耶稣，太初与神同在，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。”
Now that's the truth about Jesus.
那就是关于耶稣的真理。
He is fully God and he is fully human.
他是完全的人，他是完全的神，也是完全的人。
And anyone who says differently than that is not telling you the truth.
任何一个不这样讲的人，他所说的都不是真理。
J.I. Packer, an evangelical speaker, writer, and editor of the English Standard Version of the Bible, once said this.
巴克就是我们学过他写的《认识神》那本书的作者，他说
，The Almighty, he said.Think about this, Almighty God, all-powerful God, the creator of heaven and the earth, appeared on earth as a helpless human baby needing to be fed and changed and taught to talk like any other child.
他说，全能的神就是创造宇宙万物的神，作为一个无助的人类婴孩来到世上，需要像所有其他孩子一样吃奶、换尿布、学说话。
He said nothing is so fantastic as this truth of the incarnation, God becoming man.
没有比神道成肉身这件事更神奇美好的事情了。
The truth of the incarnation, namely that God became flesh, a man,is central to our Christian faith, and to deny it is a rejection of all that we hold dear as followers of Christ.
神道成肉身的真理是基督教信仰的核心，否认这个真理就弃绝了我们基督徒所珍视的一切。
Now, Timothy Keller, the former pastor of the Redeemer Presbyterian Church in Manhattan, New York, said this.
提摩太·凯勒就是曼哈顿一间很有名的教会的前主任牧师说，
He said, Christianity provides the promise of a God who is present with us in suffering.
基督教应许给我们一位在患难中同在的神。
Only Christians believe in a God who says, I have experienced the same suffering you have.
只有基督徒信仰的神是这样说的，我也受过你受的苦。
I know what suffering and pain is like.
我知道那是什么滋味。
Now, no other religion ever begins to offer that kind of assurance.
其他的信仰根本就不敢这么说。
Keller says that after the World Trade Center tragedy of 9/11, between 600 and 800 new people began attending his church.
提摩太·凯勒说，在九幺幺事件之后，有600到800人都来到他的教会。
And people were asking at that time, what does your God have to offer me at such a time as this?
那时候他们问,你的神在这种时候能给我们什么呢?
And Keller preached, Christianity is the only faith that tells you that God lost a child in an act of violent injustice.
他说,人类信仰中只有基督教告诉我们, 神在人类的暴力不公的行动下痛失爱子。
Christianity is the only religion that tells you, therefore, that God suffered as you suffer.
只有基督教这个信仰告诉你, 神和你一样,他也忍受痛苦, 他也曾被痛苦过。
Get this, God himself entered into our pain to deliver us from it.
我们的神进入到我们的痛苦当中，只为了从中解救我们。
He died on a cross and rose again to bring about our salvation.
他死在十字架上，并且随后复活，给我们带来救赎。
And all we need to do is trust him.
我们所需要做的仅仅是信靠他。
If you have never trusted Christ with your life, I would urge you to do so today.
如果你还从来没有信靠过主耶稣基督，我恳求你今天开始
call upon him and ask him to save you from your sins.
呼求他的名，求他挽救、拯救你的罪。
And then watch as he begins a transformation process to get you ready for heaven.
然后你就可以坐下来看一看，他是如何在你的余生当中让你心意更新而变化。
You see, that's the gospel. That's the good news. That's the essence of what we believe as followers of Jesus Christ.
那就是福音，那就是好消息，那就是我们信仰的核心，那就是主耶稣基督道成肉身拯救我们。
And not only that, that's the truth. It is no lie.
并且这不是一个谎言，这是完全的真理。
And to deny the truth is to deny Jesus himself.
否认这个真理。 就是弃绝主耶稣基督自己
reducing the Christian faith to just a meaningless religious belief system.
如果否定这个真理，就让基督教信仰变成一个毫无意义的一个有组织的宗教行为。
In essence, to a lie.
那就是一个谎言的核心。
Now, if God did not become man,
如果神没有成为人。
If Jesus did not die for our sins and rise again,
如果耶稣没有为我们的罪而死并且又复活,
then our faith is meaningless.
那我们的信仰就一无是处。
Or as the Apostle Paul put it in 1 Corinthians 15:19, we are of all people most to be pitied.
就像保罗曾经说过，那我们比世人更加可怜。
But in fact, God did become a man.
但事实是神真的成为了人。
And Jesus did die for our sins.
而且耶稣真的为我们的罪而死。
And Jesus did rise again. He lives today.
耶稣真的复活了，而且他今天还活着。
It's a fact in history.
这是历史上的事实。
And there's an empty tomb and hundreds of independent eyewitnesses to testify of it.
有一个空坟墓和成百上千的人亲眼见证过这事。
And anybody who says differently is not telling you the truth.
任何一个否认这件事、把这件事曲解的人，他都没有讲实话。
So if you want to be from being fooled, listen to what communicators are saying about Jesus.
所以你要注意，不要被那些滔滔不绝的人所欺骗。
And then listen. Secondly, you want to listen to God's Spirit within.
然后你需要去倾听你。 这个心里面的圣灵是怎么说的?
My clicker isn't working. Just advance it to the next slide. There we go. All right, secondly, let's just keep on going until they get there. We go. We got it straightened out. Listen to God's spirit within.
倾听你里面圣灵的声音。
You want to hear the still small voice of the Holy Spirit.
你要倾听圣灵那微小的声音。
You want to pay attention to the spirit that God has put inside of you.
而且你要非常的关注神放在你里面带领引导你的圣灵。
Here's what verse 4 says. But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over these people. Because why? The spirit who lives in you, as a believer, the spirit lives in you, is greater than the spirit who lives out there in the world.
第四节说，小子们啊，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们。因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
The Spirit of God lives in you.
那在你们里面的。
And God's Spirit is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist who lives out there in the world.
那个就是圣灵，圣灵它比世上那些敌基督的灵更大。
Now God put His Spirit in every believer to help us overcome all the schemes of the devil.
主在每一个信徒心里面都放了圣灵，来帮助我们分别真假。
It's the Holy Spirit who helps us to discern the difference between truth and a lie.
圣灵的作用是，他会帮助我们辨别真的和假的。
Satan will say, "Go ahead, do it. It's okay."
撒旦会说，你就这样做吧，这是可以的。
It's a lie. It's not okay.
那是一个谎言，你不要不能这样做。
The Holy Spirit will say, "No, don't do it. That's the truth."
圣灵会说，不要这样做，他说的才是真的。
So if you're a believer, you want to listen to God's Holy Spirit that resides, lives within you.
所以如果你跟随主，你一定要倾听你里面圣灵的声音。
Some time ago, David Page in Norfolk, England, dug up what appeared to him to be an unexploded World War II bomb.
几年前有个人叫大卫佩奇，他在英国北部的乡下挖出了一个东西，他认为这是一个二战时期遗留的炸弹。
And for 4 hours he held on to this cylinder, waiting for a rescue team or immediate death.
所以整整四个小时，他就紧紧地抱着这颗炸弹，等待救援或者等待爆炸。
He held on to it because he was afraid letting it go might detonate it, causing it to explode.
他紧紧地抱着这个炸弹，因为他害怕稍微一动就引爆了这个炸弹。
And so while holding this bomb, this terrified 40-year-old used his cell phone to call an emergency operator.
他一边抱着炸弹，一边掏出手机来，给这个救援打电话。
He even gave the operator his last words for his family in case something went wrong.
他非常的害怕，他甚至连遗言都在电话里说了。
And the operator kept assuring him everything would be okay, but Paige told her, "You're not the one holding the bomb."
接线员试图安抚他，告诉他不会有事的。但是他说，你又没有抱着炸弹。
First responders rushed to the scene.
救援人员马上就赶到了。
And then the army bomb disposal experts finally arrived.
全副武装的拆弹专家随后也赶到了。
And the drama came to a sudden end.When the identified bomb was identified as part of the hydraulic suspension system of a Citroen, a popular European car.
然后他们发现这个所谓的炸弹只不过是一个雪铁龙汽车上的一个部件。
But the point is, sometimes, you know, we can be frozen with irrational fear.
很多时候我们会被一个不理智的恐惧所战胜。
Satan would have us to believe things that are just not true. Remember, he's a liar.
你记不记得撒旦他是一个撒谎的人，他会让我们相信那些并不真实的事情。
And he'll come to us and say, "Ah, God doesn't love you."
他会告诉我们说神不爱你。
Or God's not going to provide for you.
或者神不会向你供应的。
Or God hasn't forgiven you.
神也没有原谅你。
And Satan would want us to hold on to these lies, which can paralyze us with fear.
撒旦就想让我们相信这些话，让我们产生恐惧。
But if we would just take the time to listen to God's Spirit within,
但是只要我们花点时间来倾听心里面圣灵的声音，
we'd be able to let go of those fears and conquer the father of all lies, the devil himself.
这些恐惧就会消失了，我们也能战胜这个谎言的父撒旦。
In fact, if you're a believer in Jesus, you have already overcome and will continue to overcome.
如果你是主耶稣基督的门徒，你已经战胜了这个撒旦的谎言，你也会在余生中持续地战胜他的谎言。
Because you have God's Holy Spirit living within you.
因为你里面有神的圣灵与你同在。
Lee Eekhoff, a pastor in Chicago area, talks about an experience he had that opened his eyes to spiritual warfare.
有个人叫李埃克罗夫的牧师，他谈到他是怎么样见识了这个属灵界的征战。
While he was sound asleep one night, he heard the phone ringing, or so he thought.
有天晚上他在沉睡当中，他听到了电话铃响，他觉得他听到了电话铃响。
And in the darkness, he kind of grabbed blindly for the phone.
在黑暗当中，他就挣扎着去摸索那个电话。
But he was so groggy, he really couldn't wake himself up.
但因为他头脑昏沉，他根本就醒不来。
He put the phone to his ear and he heard a voice.
他觉得自己拿起电话放在耳边听到了一个声音。
And the voice said, "You thought we had forgotten you."
这个声音说，你以为我们忘了你吗？
And then there was silence.
然后就是一片沉寂。
But Pastor Eekhoff was sure that the person on the other end of the line was still there.
但是这个人，牧师，他很清楚地知道电话那头那个人还在那儿。
And so his mind began to race with thoughts. Who wanted to hurt me?
然后他就飞快地开始想，到底谁要害我？
Was it the man who got angry a few weeks ago when we refused to give him any money?
是不是几天前那个向我要钱的人，我没给他钱？
And Pastor Eekhoff said, I was getting so scared and sensed it was something dark and diabolical. There we go.
然后埃克罗夫魔术说，我当时就感到非常害怕，并且感到那是一种黑暗的属魔鬼的力量。
He was so scared he couldn't talk, but somehow he blurted out, Jesus.
他吓得话都说不出来，但是神奇的是他就喊出了耶稣。
And suddenly the fear left his heart and his bedroom.
突然恐惧就从他心里和房间里消失了。
And by this time, he came wide awake.
他一下子就睁开眼睛醒了。
And he knew what had happened was more than just a dream.
他意识到刚才发生的事情不仅仅是一个梦而已。
He felt the presence of evil, the presence of the evil one.
他感受到了恶者的这个存在。
But after calling on Jesus, his fear left. He wasn't afraid anymore.
但是当呼求主耶稣基督的名之后，他立刻就不害怕了。
And so surrounded by the presence of Christ, he said, I felt a great peace.
他说被基督同在环绕，我感到巨大的平安。
And as he was falling back to sleep, he heard a melody going on in his mind.
他又倒下，又睡过去了。然后呢，这时候他头脑里就响起了一个音乐的声音。
The next morning, that melody was still there.And he recognized the words.
第二天早上，这个音乐，这个歌曲还是在他脑子里。
They said this, "You keep me safe, and you will keep me close. I'll sleep in your embrace at last."
这首歌唱到，你会让我安全，你会把我抱紧，我终将在你怀中沉睡。
Pastor Eekhoff said, "I felt that my heavenly Father." Had hummed me to sleep that night.
所以这个牧师就说，我感到那天晚上是我的天父在抱着我哄我入睡的。
That night, when the power of Jesus' name conquered the evil one.
那天晚上，正是主耶稣基督名的大能战胜了恶者。
You see, God's spirit within can overcome the evil without.
你们知道，心里面神的灵，他会给我。帮助我们战胜恶者。
And you too can experience peace even when the evil one himself threatens you, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
即使当你面临恶者的攻击的时候，你心里的灵也会带领你得到同样的胜利，因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
And all you have to do is listen to that still small voice, that quiet lullaby of God's Holy Spirit.
你所需要做的就是倾听那微小的圣灵的声音。
Look at this in Romans 8:16. It says, "For the Holy Spirit speaks to us and tells our spirit that we are children of God."
就像罗马书八章十六节所说，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
So if you want to keep from being fooled,
所以我们想要不被撒旦欺骗。
You need to listen to what the communicators are saying about Christ and make sure it's accurate.
你就要听他们是怎么说基督的。
And you need to listen to God's Holy Spirit within.
你要倾听我们里面圣灵的声音。
And then finally, you need to listen to God's word.
然后你最后要听神的话。
You need to pay attention to what the Bible says.
你还要注意看圣经怎么说。
Look at this in verse 5. Those people belong to this world, so they speak from the world's viewpoint, and the world listens to them.
第五节说，他们是属世界的，所以论世界的事，世人也听从他们。
Now those people are the false teachers that are listening to the world out there, and in turn the world is listening to them.
那些假先知，他们听从世界的，世界也听他们的。
And the world and these false teachers have no absolute standard of living.
这些世界上的人，他们并没有绝对的这个标准。
So this is saying to us, don't listen to what the world is saying and doing.
所以告诉我们说，不要听从世界的声音。
In other words, you need to be careful of the culture around you.
换言之，就是说，你一定要小心你身边文化的影响。
Because culture is full of misinformation and lies, and it's the opposite of God's truth.
因为文化里面充斥着虚假信息和谎言，是完全跟神的话相反的。
Like the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 10:12, people measure themselves by comparing themselves with one another. How ignorant!
就像保罗在哥林多后书里所说的是，啊，我们世界上的这些人，他们都是自己和自己比较，真的是非常愚蠢。
Once upon a time, there was a clockmaker who had a reputation for making the most accurate clocks in the world.
很久以前有个钟表匠，他的非常的出名，世人都认为他做出了世界上最精确的钟表。
This was before cell phones.
这是在人们有手机之前的事了。
And people would stop by his shop on their way to work every morning, and they would set their watches by the clocks in this man's window.
人们每天上班之前都特意跑到他的钟表店橱窗门口，跟他的钟表来对时间。
And one man was especially careful. He synchronized his watch to the second with the clocks that were in the window.
其中有一个人就特别的上心，他每天都到橱窗外面去，把自己的手表跟他的和他的钟表相对，对到连秒都不差。
And this went on for many years until the clockmaker grew very old and was ready to retire.
就这样过了很多年，钟表匠老了，要退休了。
Now, until then, the clockmaker didn't have much time to talk with anyone who stopped by his shop to set their watches.
通常这个钟表匠他都专注于工作，他从来不理那些门外的人。
However, on that last morning at the shop, he took the time to talk with everybody that came by.
然后他退休之前最后一天，他就特意到门口来跟每一个人打招呼。
And the man who was very meticulous about setting his watch told the clockmaker, "I don't know what I'm going to do." When you're gone,
这个特别忠实的这个人呢，就跟他说：“哎呀，你退休以后，我都不知道该怎么办了。我每天都来对表。”
He said, "I'm responsible for setting the big clock in the town square, and I stop here every morning to get the correct time."
他说：“我是负责咱们镇上钟楼的，每天早上我都来你这儿对表。”
Well, the clockmaker gasped.
这个钟表匠倒吸一口冷气。
He said, oh, that can't be because I set my clocks by the town clock every evening before I go home.
他说不会吧，我每天都是跟镇上的表来对的。
Now who knows how far off they got of time over the years?
那谁知道这个镇上的闹钟已经这个失灵了多久了。
Misleading the entire town.
整个镇子都被他们带跑了。
But you know, that's exactly how culture operates.
这就是文化，它是这样运作的。
It can be misleading.
它会误导你。
People in the world run their lives by each other.
因为世人互相模仿。
They set the standards for their lives by what others are doing.
他们看别人怎么做，自己就怎么做。
They think they're accurate and have no idea how far off the truth they really are.
他们自以为准确，然而却差之千里。
And so the Bible warns you, don't listen to the world, don't even look to the world.
所以圣经警告我们，不要听从世界，不要跟从世界。
Listen instead to the word of God.
而是听神的话。
Open your Bibles and learn what God has to say.
打开圣经，看神是怎么说的。
Verse 6, for we belong to God, and those who know God listen to us. If they do not belong to God, they do not listen to us. That is how we know if someone has the spirit of truth or the spirit of deception or error.
第六节说，我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们，不属神的就不听从我们。从此我们可以认出真理的灵和谬妄的灵来。
Now the we in this verse are the apostles.
这里面所说的我们是使徒。
Those whom Jesus directly commissioned to spread his words around the world.
就是那些耶稣直接差遣到世上传讲他的道的人。
And Jesus told them that the Holy Spirit would help them to remember everything that he said to them and would lead them into all truth.
耶稣告诉他们说，圣灵会提醒他们想起耶稣自己曾经说过的每一句话。
And so we know the truth by listening to what the apostles taught as recorded for us in the New Testament of the Bible.
所以我们通过去看去听这些使徒是怎么讲的，看圣经所记载使徒他们回忆主耶稣基督的话，我们就知道了真理。
We know the difference from truth and error by comparing what we hear to what God says in his word.
所以我们就可以通过来对比圣经来分辨我们听到的是不是真理。
The Bible is God's standard by which we judge everything.
因为圣经是神所设的标准，是我们判断一切的标准。
Mickey Moore is a Christian concert artist, and one time after a concert, he was packing up, and he sent a young woman to pick up his children at a home where they were staying.
米基摩尔是基督教的音乐家。有一天他请一个人去帮他接孩子。
Now, since the children didn't know this young lady, Mickey told her to give his son Trevor their secret family code word, so he would know that she was authorized to pick them up.
因为他请的这个人呢，这些小孩不认识，所以米基就告诉这个女士说，他们和孩子之间有一个暗号。
So a little later, Mickey received a phone call.
所以过了一会儿，米基收到一个电话。
Trevor refused to leave because the woman had not given the right word.
他儿子不想跟这个人走，因为这个人的暗号说的不对。
Now Mickey had told her that the word was dinosaur monster.
米基告诉这个人是暗号是恐龙妖怪。
But the family code was just dinosaur.
但是他们家的接头暗号就是恐龙。
And that little six-year-old Trevor wasn't about to go with anyone who didn't know the word.
所以他儿子就拒绝跟这个人走，因为他这个暗号没有对上。
Now fortunately, his dad was able to straighten things out and get his children home.
但是这个父亲还是让他的儿子跟这个人走了。
But when you think about it, Trevor showed great wisdom.
但是你想想，这个小孩其实是很有智慧的。
He knew the word.
因为他知道暗号。
And even though he was given words that were close to the real thing, they were not the real thing.
即使有个人跟他说的这个暗号非常的相似，但是呢，不是这个暗号。这个不是百分之百的暗号。
He knew the difference.
他知道这两个是不一样的。
And you and I can know the difference between the real and something that's close if you know the Word of God.
你也能知道真的和差不多的不同，如果你知道密码，那就是神的话。
And so if you want to keep from being fooled, you need to listen to what communicators are saying about Jesus Christ and see if it's accurate.
所以我们要避免受骗，首先要听他们是怎么说基督的。
And you need to listen to God's Spirit within.
并且倾听我们里面圣灵的声音。
And you need to listen to God's Word.
而且听神的话。
There's a harbor in Italy which can only be reached by sailing up a narrow channel between dangerous rocks and shoals.
在意大利有一个港湾，这航道非常的狭窄。
Over the years, many ships have been wrecked.
这个多年来，很多的船都在那儿，触礁搁浅了。
Navigation is hazardous.
在那边导航很不容易。
And so to guide the ship safely into port, three lights have been mounted on huge poles in the harbor.
为了给这些船只导航，人们就设立了三个很大的杆子。
And when those three lights are perfectly lined up and seen as one, the ship can safely proceed up that narrow channel.
这三个杆子上，每个杆子上有一盏灯。当人们从船上看到这三盏灯连成一线，完全重叠的时候，那他们就可以放心的往前开了。
If the pilot sees two lights or three lights, he knows he's off course and in danger.
如果这个船上的人看到是两盏灯或三盏灯，他们就知道他们还是在危险当中。
The three lights have to line up as one.
这三盏灯一定会连成一条线。
Now in the same way, God has provided us three lights to guide us safely through life.
所以同样，神提供了三盏灯来引导我们安全度过今生。
His Holy Bible.
他的圣经。
His Holy Spirit.
他的圣灵。
And his only son.
他的圣子。
And you need to make sure that they line up in your life as one so that you can stay on course and out of trouble.
你也要一定确保这三样是合一对齐的。
You listen, need to listen to what the communicators are saying about Jesus Christ.
你要听那些人是怎么说基督的。
And you need to listen to the Holy Spirit speaking to your spirit.
你要倾听我们里面的圣灵是怎样对我们的灵魂说话的。
And you need to listen to the word of God.
你也要倾听神的话。
And all three have to line up as one.
这三样一定要连起来，重叠成一个。
With each other.
要连起来，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word today.
我们在天上的父，感谢你今天赐给我们的话语。
And Lord, we know that we can be easily deceived.
我们知道我们很容易上当受骗。
There are many out there who are against Christ.
世上有很多反对耶稣基督的人。
But you have given us the truth.
但是你已经把真理赐给我们。
And that truth first is in Jesus.
这个真理首先就在耶稣基督里面。
And his Holy Spirit giving witness to our spirit.
而且他的圣灵也在为我们的圣灵同作见证。
And the word of God.
还有你赐下神的话。
And so help us to line up these three lights in our life.
求你帮助我们在我们的生命当中让这三样成为一线。
Jesus,
耶稣
the Spirit,
圣灵
and the Word of God.
神的话。
And this I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿们。